Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many of the world's religions impose various dietary restrictions on their adherents. David Freidenreich, the Pulver Family Assistant Professor of Jewish Studies at Colby College, reveals why the roots of dietary prohibitions often have more to do with sociology than theology.
What we don't eat can say a lot about who we are. In the Middle Ages, observant Jews and Muslims avoided not only certain kinds of food, like pork, but also various foods made by members of other religions, like bread baked by non-Jews and the cheese of Zoroastrians. Pious Christians, meanwhile, made a point of refusing to eat with Jews or Muslims. Restrictions like these are a powerful means of shaping identity and distinguishing us from them. These rules express very different ideas about members of other religions, and by extension, about what it means to be a Christian, a Muslim, or a Jew. Jewish laws about the food of Gentiles, which address everything from milk and wine to fish and pickles, divide the world into Jews and non-Jews, reinforcing a conception of Jews as uniquely holy. Medieval Christian rules about food, yes, there really were such rules, forbid shared meals with Jews and Jewish foods like unleavened bread. These prohibitions convey the message that Jews are threatening anti-Christians, and that good Christians should be anti-Jews. The Quran's permission for Muslims to eat Jewish and Christian food instead emphasizes the ways in which Jews, Christians, and Muslims are all alike. Restrictions on sharing food with members of other religions are obvious barriers to interaction. The different ways in which Jews, Christians, and Muslims see themselves and one another pose a more subtle challenge. These differences, in fact, continue to hamper interfaith understanding, even as many traditional food restrictions are forgotten or ignored. Eating with one another, it turns out, is much simpler than truly seeing eye to eye.
That was David Freidenreich of Colby College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I'll have 2 eggs over life.